Okay, everybody, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Samach Dalad, and we are here on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the second of the two dafs before the end, right, about 10, 12, 15 lines up. Rav Nachman has three statements he's going to make about halachos of ribis. We're going to talk about offering money to again get produce at a later price, and got different variations and iterations of right, the ribis derabanan scenario. What we said, right, where we give your promised produce at a later price, and we're nervous that the market value may go up, etc. Then we have a new Mishnah on Amud Beis, so it's a lot to do, even though the daf today is not all that long. So let's see. The Gemara says like this: I'm Rav Nachman, call a bib bisa. I got a rule. There's a rule for everybody that ribis could call agar nutter lay osir. Anytime agar nutter. What is agar nutter? So agar nutter basically means that if you're going to wait to get some sort of produce, and you get some sort of value out of that, so that is going to be osir. If you look at Rashi is about 5-6 lines up on the bottom. Agar nutter lay, right? It's a schar hamtana, right? You're getting reward for waiting, right, for some sort of produce. E mozil gabe mishum hamtana shemok lo amanos famekach ein lo limkor achshav. Again, if you're prepaying, and therefore it is cheaper, and the guy does not have the produce on hand, right? We said that before, right? If you remember, yeshlo, it's fine, but ein lo, that's a problem. So again, if you're getting this money, you're prepaying, and you're getting a discount for prepaying, right? So that is going to be osir. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Hi, man, the yoiv zuzei the kira." If you give now the example here, right, is that you're getting wax. You get pieces of wax, and you're giving money to this wax guy who's selling wax. Kazli dalad dalad, and basically they sell, right, for four each. Or four, no, not four each, but four per whatever, four per dollar. Let's say it's four for a dollar. So I'm like, hey, and the guy says, you give me money now, and I'll give you five for a dollar, right? Not right now, but I'll give you five for a dollar in a week. So it's nehu gabe, if he has the wax, so then shari, that's totally fine. That's mutter. Again, that's right. We said that before. If you remember, that's yeshlo. Rashi already points out, right? If you remember, that's a case of where he has the produce and it doesn't have the key or whatever. So that's already, you're allowed to do this type of transaction. Right, so that's okay. But then we're going to have that right throughout today's daf. But let's now go. But if he doesn't have it, so then that's going to be usher. Right, then he doesn't have it. Now, if you remember, Tosis just points out over here that we had something called Yotza Ashar. Right, that if he can get it. Right, if he doesn't have it, but if he can get it on the marketplace, if there's a proper value on it, right, so then he can use the money and go get it. That says if he has it, but here, right, the guy is giving him more than the market value. Right, market value is four, and he's giving him five per dollar. Right, so then that's already a problem. He can't get the five with the dollar that the guy is paying him now, because if he would go to another market, right, he would. He would hand the guy a dollar, and he'd give him four pieces of wax, right? Not five. So therefore, right? So Yotza Ashar doesn't help him whatsoever. So the Gemara just points out Pshita. Right? We've said this already, right? Again, it may not be obvious to us, right? But if you've been learning, if you're paying attention throughout the last couple of blot, right? We said that already. We're going to say we quoted in the Mishnah. We quoted the Mishnah, and we're going to say it in a Mishnah, right, later in the Aparic. So the Gemara says, "Lotzricha deisle ashray b'masa." Now, ashray means a credit card in normal Hebrew. But the case is over here where the guy has ordered some sort of produce, right, with the people in town, and meaning he's ordered the wax. He doesn't have the wax, but he has ordered it, and it's coming. So you might have thought, "Came deisle ashray b'masa ka'ad." You might have thought that since he has the wax on order and that it's coming, that says if, right, as we mentioned before, as Rashi pointed out before, right, it says if we're saying, like, until my son comes or until I get the key, meaning it says if he has. It's as if he has the produce, and therefore paying to get it in a month from now, right, should be fine. So it's as if yeshlo, it's as if he has the stuff. So therefore, kamash malan kevin de mechasri guvaynu rekamand les neodami. So Rav Nachman teaches us that it's not like that. It's as if he does not have the produce, and therefore, right, it is osir. Vamar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says a third rule. Hayman de uziv pshite mechavri. If a guy borrows some money from somebody, ve'achach beitu fina, and he finds that there's more coins, or there's more money than he borrowed. He asked for $100, he ends up with well, we'll see, but let's say 101 or 105 or whatever it is. Ibichde shahadas toa, if it's right within the realm of where people make a mistake, right? Now, obviously, $100 is going to hand them a $100 bill, but let's say he borrowed, I don't know, $6, right? And he's counting out $6, and it turns out there's $7. So then, mechayev l'adurabe, then he has to give it back to him. But he loved, but if it's not right, really possible that he can make a mistake, right? Like I said, he asked for a $100 bill, right? And, or he's giving him 20s, and he ends up with $106. So the guy's not just, you know, handing him a 501, like, you know, if he asks for $100. So therefore, that, in that case, if that's true, it must be that the guy's giving him a gift, right? He didn't want to give it to him outright, didn't want him to feel bad, so he kind of slipped it in with the $100 that he was lending him. So he says, hechidami, right? What's the case? Right? Sorry, hechidami b'chdeshadas toa. What's the case where, you know, when do we say that it's logical, that it makes sense, that the guy just made a mistake and he handed him too many bills? So right? If it's tens or fives, meaning again, logical, like I said, you know, if he's handing him, you know, an extra, if it's 120 instead of 100, right, he has an extra 20 in there, right? So then, you know, that's the logical scenario. Okay. Amar le Rav Acha Brei de Rav Luravashi, right? Vi inish takifahu, the lo yahav matana, my, right? If it's a guy who's really just not giving out gifts, right? We said if he finds $106 and he was giving him 100, so he's probably giving a gift. But let's say this guy's a bum, or a guy's a jerk, or he's very stingy, right? Or he's not giving gifts, right? There's no way this guy's giving you a gift. So he said to him, so Dilma Migza Gazlev Avle Bechashbon. So we flip it the other way. Not the other way, but we go the other extreme. Maybe he's giving back money that he stole from him. And he didn't want to steal back, he didn't want to give it to him, and he felt bad, so he's just handing him money, right, to steal that he stole. So Gemara says, Datanya has one of the Brisa, Hagol Zuchaviru, Vevlilu Bechashbon, Yotza. Because the Brisa says, if you steal something from somebody, and you kind of just like slip it in with money that you have to pay him for whatever reason, right, so the Yotza, right, so that's enough, right, to give him back, right, and again, you know, save some face or whatever. But let's say there's no way this guy stole money from you. You've never seen before in your life, you've no idea. He's not a gangster, right? There's no way this guy ever stole money from you. So then what? So what do you maybe it's not a gift and he probably didn't steal money from you. So when it says Amalei, so the Ravash said back to who was asking, Rav Nachman, Ravacha. Okay, I'm not sure. Ravacha Brei de Rava. Okay, so Doma Inish Achwini Gazlei. Maybe somebody else stole from him. Amalei said to him, "Ki yozer plani b'shitei minach or avla lei b'cheshbon." Right? It could be one of his friends who stole from him. Right? And he said he realized that he was lending him money, so he said he just gave him. You know, he slipped the money to him and said, "Do me a favor when you give him $100, right? Just slip in the $6 that I stole from him and this to pay him back." Okay. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, "Habi yosef b'shili b'perkei the Rav." Once I was learning the shmuz at the end of the shir of Rav, right? We're not the only people who come late to a shir, right? I'm sure he had a good reason. Rav Kana says, at the end of the shir, Vishmaita is kami kari kari. And I heard him saying kari kari, which means some sort of gourd or some sort of vegetable, right? Valuli down in my kamar, I had no idea what he was talking about. So Basu the kamarav, after the shir was over, so Amri Lehu, I said to the Talmud, my kari kari, the kamar Rav, what is Rav talking about? What was that? So Amri Lehu said to him, Haki kamarav, this is what Rav said, hi man de yoav zuzi legina akrai, right? Vaka'ozli asara kari, b'nei zarta. If you give money to a guy who grows these gourds, right? And sure enough, it's 10, right? 4, Azuz, but the small ones, right? There are small, 10 small ones going for Azuz. From Marlene, he say to him, Yahavna leib lach b'nei garmida, right? If you give me later, right, when they grow to be longer, right, to be an amma long, not a small one, but an amma long, meaning b'nei zarta is a small measurement, right, and an amma is longer. So I'll give you the money now, and you give them to me, right, when they're an amma long. So then it's nehu, right, if he has the big ones. I mean, if he has the big gourds, right, then if they already are in Amos, so then Shari. But if Lethnehu, but if he doesn't have big ones yet, meaning they're all still small, so then also, then it's also the conversation is Pshita. Well, that's obvious. That's again the case. Similar to a scenario where he doesn't have the produce you're paying for, right? You can't give him money to get produce in a month from now because maybe the value will go up, etc. Right? So the Gemara says, you might have thought, I came into Bemelech Rabu, but what do you mean? You might have thought that maybe since these small ones will end up becoming bigger, so Shari property dummy, it says if he kind of has the big ones right in his possession, therefore, right, it's not true. Okay, and we'll see. There's another version of this. Is this true? Okay, well, either way. So come on. So who's Rav holding like over here? Okay, he's learning like the following brisa. The Tanya is learning brisa. Holich lachlov es ezov of ligzos of rechelov lirdos is kavarso. The guy is going to do some sort of work in the field, right? Either milk his goats or shear his sheep, right? Or take out his the honeycomb, honey from a honeycomb. So Matzah Chaveru v'Amarlo, if a friend sees him and says, "My she'izei cholvos marcho lecha," right? And he says, "Whatever I'm going to come out with, right? From what I'm going to do, whatever milk comes out from the goats." U'mashe rechele goes as marcho lecha. U'mashe kevarti rode marcho lecha. Meaning, whatever I'm, the guy doesn't know. He's not sure. He's going to, you know, it's time to go shear the sheep, and he says, "Whatever I shear, that's for $100." Right, and he doesn't know, right, if the guy's getting a good price or not, right? He doesn't know. He's not sure how much it's going to be, but that's what he says. Mutter. That is fine, because even though, right, the guy doesn't have his stuff, right, he doesn't have it, but still, right, it's okay, because there's some sort of risk, right? Since there is some sort of risk involved, it could be it's a bad deal, right? We don't. It could be a good deal, right? It could be more than he expected, right? It could be more than $100 worth of stuff, but it also could be less. So that is mutter. That's something called a karv lehefsed. As Rashi says over here, kamola schar, meaning that we'll see a little bit later in today's daf. Karv lehefsed kamola schar, right? That it's close to either benefit, right, schar or hefsed or a loss, right? In that case, right, it's going to be mutter. Okay, aval barim amrlo mash izay cholvos kach v'kach mor cholecha. But if he's going to give an amount on it, right, if he's going to give you know, a barrel or I don't know, whatever they use, a can of milk, if he puts an amount on it, so then that's usur, right? That since he's telling you, I'm giving you, I don't know, 10 pounds of sheet or of whatever, right? So then there's no risk, right? That's just a standard case of give me money now and I'll shear my sheep and I'll give you the produce later. So the afogavdu meila karabu. And again, what are we learning over here? We're seeing that even though it's coming, right, that stuff is coming, right? The milk is coming, the sheep's wool is coming, right, the honey is being made, came into the land by Hishaita, since he doesn't have it at that exact moment, so that's Aser, so that's exactly, right, what we just said right now, because even though those gourds are going to grow to be bigger, right, he doesn't have it right now, so it's going to be Aser. Igid Amri, some people say, that Rava Amr, that Rava says, either Rava or Rav, I'm not sure, right, it was Rav right before, right, wasn't it? Okay. Came into Mamela Karabu Shabradami, that some said the opposite, that since the gourds are going to grow and end up being an Amalong, so then that's fine. Right, even if it only has the small ones. Aye, Vatanya, but didn't we learn this brisa that would just, you know, that literally supported the last version, right, of how we learned? Kachu kach aser. That's the Gemara says, awesome. In that case, right, by the milk, by the wool, and the honeycomb, right, lav mine karabu. Those aren't growing, right, from the item that you have. Meaning those are growing, but like the gourds are going to end up being big gourds, right? But the sheep, it's wool that you shear, right? If you shear, you know, very small shearings, right? It's not that shearing is not going to grow to become more shearings. The sheep is going to produce more next year, but that doesn't turn into more, right? So the shakli l'hai, right? Because you could, because when you take out that milk, the wool, or whatever, right? So others is going to show up, but that's going to be in its instead, right? In the same place, b'duchli, in the same place, right? It's not going to, that the wool you're shearing right now is not going to multiply, right, automatically. But hach over here, mine karabu, right? The gourds are themselves are growing to become bigger. And when you take them away, nothing else is growing there. I mean, long story short, right, the item that you bought is growing, right, into the bigger item. That's considered, according to this version, as if you have the produce, and that is not a problem. So Amar Abaye says, "Vayt shari le inish lemeimer le lechavrei heilech arba zuzei avuchei dechamrei." It's allowed. It's mutter. Shari le. It's mutter for a person to say, "Take these four zuz, right, and the barrel of wine that you have, right, I want you to bring it to me." And they make the following deal. That's poor. If it goes bad, so then Bershusach, meaning that it goes bad in your Rishus, right? And I get my money back. But if it goes up or down in value, so then it's mine. Meaning that Bershusi, meaning then it's in my possession that it goes up and down in value, right? And then you know, the sale is valid. So that is okay. That you can do, and that's what we were talking about before, right? As we Rashi mentioned before, that there is some sort of risk involved here. It could theoretically go down in value, right? It could be the wine will stay fine, but the price will drop. Right? So since there is some sort of risk involved, so that is going to be a mutter case where you're allowed to pay now and get the produce later. So Amalei Rav Shravya La'abaye, it says, "Hi, Karl the Sacher Verachov Lehevzedu." Wait, isn't this a case of where it's there's much more likelihood that there's going to be a schar, a profit? It's much very again, because how many scenarios are there? If it goes bad, then the sale is null and void, so there's no risk whatsoever. The only risk is if it goes down in value, right? It could go up in value, right? And if it goes bad, he gets his money back. So that seems to be much more close to a schar, right? It's not so and far away from the hefzid. I mean, it's very a rare chance that it's going to go down, and therefore it should be also. So I'm no, since the guy is going to take upon any risk whatsoever. If it goes down in value, right, and then it's close enough, right, to both of them, right, that both possibilities are possible, and then it's going to be mutter. Okay. Hamalvus chaveru new mishnah. Hamalvus chaveru lo yodur bechatzero chinam. If a guy lends money to his friend, he should not live in the guy's chatzer for no rent, I guess for free, right? Again, if I rent you my, you know, I lend you $100 and then, you know, I stay in your apartment for Shabbos for free, right? That's going to be usher, because again, what's going to happen? You're going to give me back the $100 as a loan, right? And, meaning the money that you borrowed. And then I also get, right, to stay in your apartment for free. So that's, you know, that's ribbis. That's me getting extra value on my $100. And not only that, you can't even give me a discount, right? If you usually rent out your apartment, as we'll see in a second, whether the apartment is for sale or not, or for rent or not, right? But let's say you rent out your apartment for Shabbos, so I lend you money, right? And you pay me back the money, and then you even give me a discount. Even that's also, even getting a discount on the Shabbos apartment is going to be usher, because that's going to be ribbis. I'm getting back my $100, and I'm also, right, getting a discount, right, on the apartment for Shabbos, right? That's going to be ribbis. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyami, Amar Rav Nachman, Alva Pisha Amru Hadar Chazer Chaver Shalom Idaito, right? Eino Terech Lazos Lo Schar. Even though we said, and we had this conversation in Bava Kama, right at the beginning of the Masechta, where is that? Is that quote? On Chaf Aleph, okay, and also later on Tzadi Zayin. Fine. Even though we said, if you live in some guy's apartment and he doesn't know, and he wouldn't normally rent that out. It's a case that we know that's called Zenenev Zelo Chaser, that one guy is getting a benefit, one guy is not losing anything, right? So he doesn't have to pay him rent, right? Because he's not losing anything. So Halveu Vadar Bechatzeru Tzarech Lalos Leschar. But if I lent that guy money, as we said before, based on our Mishnah, right, if I lent him $100,000 and then I'm staying in his chaser, in his apartment for free, even though he's not, you know, usually, normally in a regular case, right, had I not lent him the money, I wouldn't have to pay him because he's not usually renting that apartment out. He's not losing anything. Still, in this case, because it looks like ribbis, I need to pay him rent. This Gemara says, "My kamash malan." Right? That's our Mishnah. Tanina hamalvas chaveru velo yader bechatzero chinam velo yiskor mimenu, but pagos mepnei shehu ribbis. Right? That's basically straight up our Mishnah. This Gemara says, "Imas nisan." If it was our Mishnah, havamina, you might have thought, "Hani mida bechatzero dekayim la'agra ve'gavre de'avid lemeker." You might have thought that only it's only in the case where the chatzer, the apartment, the courtyard, but the apartment is supposed to be rented out, and the guy who's trying to find somewhere to live normally, right, pays rent. So that's the case of Zeh Nene Vizeh Chatzer, right? In that case, right, where the guy who owns the apartment is losing from the guy that he's, because he's squatting on his apartment, right, and the guy who's squatting is benefiting, right, because normally he would pay rent. So you might have thought that's ribbis. But if the guy normally doesn't need to pay rent, he doesn't need a house, he's just staying there, right? And the chatzer, the apartment, is not for rent, right? And zenen of zelo chaser, nobody's losing, nobody's benefiting. And malo, you might have thought that that's not a case where it looks like where it looks like ribbis, therefore kamashmal, and it teaches me that if you lent them money, right, since it looks like ribbis, right, you have to pay rent because it's Mexican ribbis. Okay, some people say that a different version of this what we just said. Amar Avisa bar Minyan, Amar Rav Nachman. Even though we said if a guy, again, zenan of zelo chaser, you don't have to pay for the rent if the guy is not renting out the apartment, and so that you don't have to pay for it. But if you say at the beginning, at the initial deal, when you made the loan, halveni v'dor b'chatzeri, if that was the deal, then tzarech lalos l'schar, then you have to pay him rent. Implying that if that wasn't the deal at the outset, and you just, you know, a couple weeks later decided to kind of camp out there, so then that would be mutter. So Gemara says, man da'amar helvehu kol shekein helveni. Right, the one who says, according to the version, right, that says that halveni, that it was, meaning the second way, I'm sorry, the first way, right, the first way. The guy who shows up in the apartment afterwards, meaning it wasn't part of the initial deal, right, and therefore he has to pay rent. Certainly, if that was the original deal, right, then certainly he's asked to pay rent, because otherwise it looks like ribbis. But the second way of understanding, he said the only, right, if the original deal was that, let's loan me some money and I'll stay in your apartment, you have to pay rent, aval helveyu, but if he just shows up 2 weeks later, so then there is no Israel, he doesn't have to pay, this doesn't look like ribbis. My time, why is that? Because came the maker, lava daite dahachi, right, since osfei, since the money wasn't originally lent for that, with that purpose, and the guy, again, the guy just showed up a week later. So who cares? So they're less number, but it was no problem. Doesn't look necessarily like ribbis. Okay, let's do the next the case with a story with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Takev Avde Deinshi Demazik Buzuzah. Again, a similar case of this. Right, Rav Yosef Bar Chama grabbed some sort of slave. Guy owed him money, right? He had lent somebody money, and sure enough, Rav Yosef Bar Chama took that guy's slave. And he had him doing work with him. I mean, again, the slave pashas wasn't really working at that case. And again, it's a zenen of Zelo Choser. The slave was just sitting around. Guy had an Eved Kanani who he wasn't using. And sure enough, right, Rav Yosef grabbed that guy and asked him to do some work for him. And again, he's a slave. What is he going to say? No? Okay. So he grabbed him and said, okay, so I'll work for you. What's the difference? So Amale Rava Bray, my time of Abed Marhachi, Rava, his son, said, why do you do this? Right, why? Meaning, is it mutter to do this? Amalei, Amakar Rav Nachman's filei. Rav Yosef said, "I hold like Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman, Avda Nehum Karesi Lo Shave." Right, the slave is not worth the bread in his stomach. Meaning, I'm feeding him, so therefore, I'm paying, quote unquote, paying him more than he's worth. Meaning, I'm feeding him when he's working for me, so I'm not actually doing anything negative. Meaning, I'm not stealing the slave. I'm actually benefiting the slave owner because I'm actually paying the slave. I'm giving him food, right? And the owner doesn't have to give him food now, and that's not even worth more than the work he's doing for me. So I'm alei im b'damar Rav Nachman, but kigon da'ari avde. But Rav Nachman only said this by Dari, his slave. Dari is the guy's name. Right? The Meraki Beikobi, he was a dancer. Right? He was a jester. Right? He would just dance around. Right? Avdu achrini mi amar. But if a guy's doing real work, right, just giving him some pita and some hummus, that's not more than the work he's doing. So I'm alei anaki hadarav Daniel Barkatina amar Rav Sfirali. I hold like Rav Daniel Barkatina, and says in the name of Rav, the Amar who says, Atokif Avdo Shachaber Vasal Bamalacha Potter. Right, he says, if I grab somebody's slave and do malacha with him, when he's not working, obviously, if he's, you know, supposed to be working for the other guy, so fine. But if the guy's not working, so then he's Potter. Right, Denichalei Delo Nistre Avde, because the owner, the guy who owns the slave, is happy for him not to be bumming around. He doesn't want him to get lazy. So, okay, so let him do some dishes or wash some laundry or whatever, and he's fine. So Amalei, but he said back to him, and this is why we're bringing this. And that's only if you didn't lend him money, right? Meyer came with the Masik Leizuze, Mexico Ribbis. But what's happening? It looks like you lent him $100,000. He's going to pay you back the $100,000, and you're getting to use his slave for a couple hours here and there. Again, this is our statement, what we just talked about a second ago. Right, if you rent somebody, if you give somebody $100,000, even though theoretically in a scenario where you would live in this guy's apartment, the apartment is not for renting, so he's not losing, and you don't need a place play. You don't need to pay this place to stay. You're not trying to pay rent, so you're not gaining anything. Still, right, if you get the $100,000 back and you also are staying by his house for a little bit, so that looks like schar. You have to pay him rent because otherwise it looks like schar. So I'm like, how do you be? So he said to him, yeah, sure enough. Okay, enechinami. Right, he accepted his son's rebuke. And said, yeah, I will stop doing it, right? That makes a lot of sense. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll wish you a tremendous day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.